Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. That was local music, Salty with Evergreen. And in the studio, first DJ to turn up so far, it's Racer. Good morning.
Good morning. I followed your call.
Hopefully some other DJs will turn up a bit later.
Yeah, I was hoping
get out of bed.
I was hoping to get in and talk to like four or five people like last year where it was a massive blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, that will come. But right now it's just you and me and it's a little bit quiet for you. I know. There's some people walking past, but they're not our
DJs. They're not ours.
They're just random. Actually, there's a lot of random people in town. It's quite quiet today in town too, have you noticed?
Well, it's
early. For this time of day, yeah, but I'm always here at this time and it feels quieter than normal. I think some people are already off work.
I think people are hungover from last night's isobar party.
How many people were there?
Heaps. Like, so many people. It was very busy.
I wasn't there.
Connor, Judy, well, you're never anywhere, Aaron. You don't go to the yardy, you don't go to the yard, do you? Do you ever go out?
I went to the yard a couple of times this year.
For the open mic on Wednesday?
No, there's no point in me going. What I'd go is, I wouldn't go as someone to sing or play music. That would be bad for everybody. But I saw Don McGlashan there. You don't really know who Don McGlashan is?
No, but was that the one where you were trying to get rid of some tickets? I remember, and they radio DJ.
Sometimes they'll get given tickets. There were more recently, Hello Sailor.
Okay.
Some tickets.
No idea.
Oh, no, I was then too as well. Oh, no, Craig was trying to get rid of some tickets. He bought two tickets and then didn't want to go. And then decided. It was confusing. Anyway, I've been to some gigs. And that was very enjoyable. Don McGlashan was playing at my university 30 years ago when I was a fresh student. So
what kind of music is that?
It's just pop music.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice.
And it's New Zealand music, so you wouldn't know it from because you would have been... How old were you 30 years ago?
I was 7 30 years
seven.
Ago. Outing my age on air, Aaron. How dare you?
Well, you didn't have to answer.
Yeah, true.
And you were in Germany as well.
Yeah, different music.
You went back there this year.
I did.
Surprised your dad?
Yeah.
I saw that on
people saw that on my Insta
on your stories.
Channel.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit crybaby now that he's older.
Yeah, it happens, eh?
Yeah.
But that's nice.
You'll get soft.
It's nice to know you're still wanted when you go home.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I'm an only child. I kind of feel obligated to pop by at least once a year and say hi.
Yeah.
And then my cousin's kids, there's like this first day of school obligations. It's a big thing in Germany. We celebrate first day of school like Christmas and birthday, and it's a massive party.
Really?
You get this like big, what do you call it? We call it Zuckertüte, which means sugar bag.
This sounds unhealthy.
It's like it is. It's like this big cone, like cone-shaped thing that is bigger than the child. And you carry it around to the first day of school, and then you have like your first class, and all your family is there and waiting for you to come out of your first day of school. It's just a big thing. So my cousin has three kids, and now that I showed up to her oldest, you know, first day of school thing, now that the second is doing it, she's like, oh, when is Auntie Reza from New Zealand coming? I'm like, oh, damn.
And then you got another one to go as well after that.
No, it's you know, I'm the exotic auntie who lives in New Zealand, so I'm kind of like the most wanted.
Yes, of course, you're the fun adult.
Yeah.
All the rest of the other adults are boring.
It's just boring.
And tell you off. Yeah, no, I know. It's always like that in every family.
Yeah.
So were you enjoying Salty's new track, Evergreen?
Fuck yeah. I mean, yes. Oh, this is just me being like, oh, it's 8:30. I'm allowed to cuss now on
air. 8:30 in the evening. You can do it during your show.
Okay, yes.
Nobody cares. In context, it's kind of okay.
I mean, to say F yeah is different than F you, right? So that's fine. Yes, Salty, good friend of mine who was out with us yesterday.
Teresa.
Yes, we were talking heaps about her video clip that she has. Mm. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on her Instagram. And I think she's still in the studio recording her full-length album, if I'm not mistaken. So that's her first single, Evergreen. I think she's started working on that like 20 years ago, I want to say. It's one of her really early songs that she was writing.
Is that right?
Yeah, when she was in WinTech, because she studied music.
I know, I talked to her. Well, I interviewed her, but I don't remember that.
I feel like she did say that once or twice. Yeah. So it's really cool. I'm really excited that she's finally put it out there, and it's turned out really well.
As someone who goes out all the time compared to me, as we mentioned
earlier.
I'm
not going out all the time.
Did you go to the release party?
No, when was that?
That was like at the end of last month or the start of this month at Indies.
No, I didn't hear about it, but I also wasn't invited.
You should have listened to the radio.
I should have.
Yeah.
What are we playing next?
Well, now it's time for an ad break, and then you wanted to do the surf report.
Oh, I can do the surf report. Yeah, I'm like, surf's good, let's go. That's my surf report.
That's your surf report. We have more detailed information than that.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, stand by.
What's wrong, John?
It's me garden. It just won't grow.
It is looking a bit sad. Do you give it any nutrients?
No, I don't like that crap. Chemicals. Who knows where it comes from? And it's expensive too.
Nah, man. I mean local organic stuff. Like compost and worm tea from Extreme Zero Waste. It's made from local recycled ingredients. It's closing the loop, man. Extreme has all kinds of quality and affordable compost and worm products.
That's it. I'm going to get my garden growing and bring life to my soil with compost from Extreme Zero Waste. Buy local and close the loop.
G Factor Junior is playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cor.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Got that sunshine in my pocket.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Irirangi or Whangaro, official station of the Maui Dolphin.
G'day, Chrissy from the Harbour Master's office. Sun's out, guns out. Let's make it a safe one for everyone on the water. Remember, life jackets are compulsory for everyone on board a vessel under 6 metres. That includes kayaks and paddle boards. It's your responsibility as a skipper to ensure the safety of all your passengers. No excuses. Our team will be actively patrolling, so don't get caught without them. Boat safely, and we'll see you out there.
Da 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 da! Razor Surf Report.
No, we've got to do the weather first.
Oh, the weather? It's fine. It's nice.
No, it's not. It's cloudy. Look.
It's warm.
Anyway, onto the surf report.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is Race is going to look at the surf cam and tell us the surf report, and then I'm going to see what the official report says.
Right. So we're looking at Manu right now, and there's roughly 10-ish people out.
Yes.
It looks really nice and small. Oh, my God. Indies is pumping.
That's a nice wave there.
That is
isn't
a
it?
Really nice wave. Yeah. So I definitely got to Manu because it's nice and small. I'd say maybe thigh high waves.
No, it's bigger than that.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, it always looks smaller. What is the beach doing? Can you look on the beach cam as well?
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
It looks pretty dreamy. I'd head out to Manu. I know. Oh, yeah.
Look, there's two people. I don't often see people in the water.
But the problem with the camera at the beach is that it's sitting at the Surf Life Club. It's not straight down on the takeoff.
Yeah.
So it's to the left of this and to the right of this. So I'm sure there's people out. So if Manu is that small, then beach is usually a bit bigger. So both good options, I'd say. Head out.
Right. So the official report says fair to good, actually. That's above average. That's pretty good. Officially a 14-second west south swell. Up to chest-high sets on the points, Racer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no wind or very light easterly breeze. There's still not much of a breeze out there, is there?
Mm-mm.
Smaller waves on the points today with clean lines. And better waves are expected as we head into the mid-tide, mid-morning. So we're heading that way at the moment.
Yeah.
And do you know what it means when it says in the afternoon the swell's going to slowly ease, but we'll pick up in cadence and frequency?
Cadence is something that I only know from music.
Okay. The word. So the surf will get more musical and higher frequency. And pretty good on the open beaches as well today. There we go. And I'll mention the tide times. High tide was at 7. Low tide will be 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Another high tide, 20 past 7 in the evening. Are you going for a surf today?
Yeah, this evening.
But you're working too?
I work till 12 today. I have a half day.
Oh, do you?
Because you get a half day off.
You work in the events team at the council.
Still do, yep.
Yeah, and there's Sound Splash to get organized. Well, you don't organize it. But
I don't. I mean, I organize the council side of things, as in, is everything health and safety covered? The airfield.
Mm. And you've been looking at the fireworks on New Year's?
Yeah, just checking that they have their pyrotechnician application in and that they corner off the perimeter. We're not doing much in terms of crowd control. They're not doing much in terms of crowd control because you can't really know how many people are going to be in town watching from here.
There's been a lot at times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always watched it from Soulscape the last year. I don't dare to go to town on New Year's Eve.
It's not my age. It's not something that I'm
in our age.
I'm not enthusiastic about it. I went to New Year's. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna. I did. There were a lot of very young drunk people at the New Year's fireworks one time.
Exactly.
And I was like, I'm past this now.
Both of those things, yeah. Is the New Year's Eve parade happening as well?
Yes.
Great. Are you doing a float?
We're not doing a float, but some of the DJs are going to turn up and just play loud music out of the town hall onto the street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Because that was the plan last year on the float, and then we had generator problems.
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't it last year?
There were three generators failed on us in a row.
That was really weird. It's just not meant to be.
Cursed. We were cursed.
Mm. Not this year.
No, because we're not.
Because you're not doing this.
Yeah, we're not using generators.
Yeah,
the whole town could go down. But anyway, for those who want to know, if you've got a float, you've got to get around to Wallace Street 6 in the evening,
mm-hmm.
and parade starts at 7 o'clock, and the street will be full of people. It's always a huge event.
And there's people
in this little surf town
handing out things like ice creams or
depends.
There's usually stuff.
It depends if Satnam from Foursquare decides to come and bribe the community to come to his shop.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to play Bamily Above the Clouds. Do you know Bamily?
No. Why Bamily? That's weird.
They're from a town in England that starts with B, and it's like
a B family. Oh, yeah. Fun.
There's so many towns I can think of that are popping into my head now. It's not
Bristol, Brighton.
It's probably Birmingham. It's probably Bristol. It's definitely not Brixton. So let's try it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, that's Bamily above the clouds, and as well as Razor in the studio, we've got Alan Vink here. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Aaron.
How's the fire equipment there looking?
Yeah, just checking it out.
Didn't damage it with the chair.
No.
So Alan's from the does a show with Ra, the Monday afternoon rumble.
Yep. Was Saturday last year.
But you had to shift.
Well, we moved it, yes.
Yes. Well, so you're an issues guy. Yes. So I was going to ask you, biggest issue for Raglan this year, off the top of your head?
Oh.
Without any warning or anything.
I think the wastewater issue, probably.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's probably the issue.
I had a feeling that would come up.
Yeah, it was. And then recently they had another problem just 2 weeks ago with the UV filter quite working. Yeah. And I can't understand. Water care had seemed very professional and great, but it's just, if they had a run of bad luck, do you think?
Yeah, it would appear that way. I mean, I think they do know what they're doing. I was impressed with the presentation that I think I saw you at a couple, maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
I thought, and you know, software glitches, computer glitches happen all the time, right?
Yeah.
And even the best of companies.
You think AI should be running at Racer?
We'll
get ChatGPT on the job.
So I think was unfortunate, and it's but it's, you know, it upsets a lot of folks.
It does, and it caused a bit of paranoia. People were seeing poo in the water everywhere after that for a while.
Yikes!
But
it's treated poo, right?
Well, it is treated.
Well, the stuff that was supposed to go on the outgoing tide became on the incoming tide. Yeah. That was fully treated.
Yeah.
The stuff that happened a couple of weeks ago had missed its UV treatment.
The last
treatment,
cycle or something.
But it went on the outgoing tide, so it didn't come into the harbour.
Yeah.
So it's not ideal, but it's pretty minor in terms of threat to human health.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Well then.
I mean, that's what they keep saying, because they say, well, we meet the regulation. We meet the standards, you know. But, of course, there's another discussion going on whether the standards are even right.
Mm.
And that poo should be going in, treated poo should be going into the water so close to the shoreline when it's low tide.
And should go further out. Do you know they tried to build, decades ago, they tried to build a pipe way out to sea?
Oh.
And it broke in the first storm.
I'm sure there are problems.
It was like, talk about building your castle on sand, right? That was literally, it was just...
Storm. I'm not an expert on engineer, but that sounds weird.
It was optimistic, I think, was the word for it. So, yeah.
Trial and error.
Hopefully it all... Well, they want to do the land-based treatment, which Raglan has been asking for forever, Racer, since before.
What do you want me to do about it?
No, I'm updating you as
a citizen.
Yeah, since before you were born, living in a different country.
Yeah, that's been an issue. Oh, wow. Yeah. It's a long time.
It has.
Yeah, it's a kind of a little bit of a festering sore, but things are better than they were in 2016. Mm. I don't know if, were you around in 2016?
No, I was living at the mountain.
Alan, you might remember the...
I was on the community board.
Yeah. So it was. There actually was raw sewage going into.
Yeah, there definitely was. That was really problematic. Yeah.
So that has been resolved, and it's probably important to remember that, because it just feels good to know that some advances have been made.
Yeah, it's always good to point that out too. Yeah. Not just all the crap, pun intended.
Yes. Alan, I wanted to ask you a question. You probably know a few right-wing voters after the election. How do they feel that one of the government's first acts was to repeal the smoke-free legislation?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look,
how's that gone down?
No, yes. Look, honestly, I don't think it's gone down very well.
Yeah.
I wonder whether that might be reconsidered, actually, in the new year. It's a possibility.
Mm. Are you hopeful, or you've heard something?
No, I haven't heard anything.
You're hopeful.
But I wouldn't be surprised, because of the incredible backlash. I was so impressed with the last Saturday's Herald, the one pager where they had 139, I actually took a photograph of it, a letter to the government, a New Zealand government, from 139 organisations around the world that are, ash equivalent,
right?
Organizations.
So
they have different names and such, so on and so forth. Health organizations and so on. 139 jointly signed this letter to the New Zealand government. I thought it was very impressive.
I missed that. That's pretty heavy.
A whole page, and then and you could go to the letter wasn't there, but it just showed you all the organisations, and then you could just QR code it, and there out came the letter, and it was great. It was really, really cool. So I think there's going to be a lot of pressure, and not just from within New Zealand, but internationally as well.
Mm. Yeah, because I remember I usually use that example as how progressive and great New Zealand is. I'm like, oh, so there's this smoking ban that in 2000 so-and-so, there's... And they're
25.
Like, yeah, 25, that's what I usually say. And they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm like, I know, this is great.
Because... last time I was in Europe, which was a long time ago, there were a high percentage of people smoking in Europe.
Mm.
And I know, I mean, you're from Germany, which doesn't represent all of Europe, just represents itself. But
yeah, even that.
Yeah.
I feel like smoking is such a European, it's such a cultural thing. Like, right. I always notice as soon as I get out of the airplane in Berlin, it's like everybody's smoking. You could never take that away from people, ever.
It's a it's a cultural thing, but they changed the culture here. They had some quite in-your-face adverts.
I would just not know what that looks like.
A friend of mine in England came over, and he was like, the first thing he saw before it even got through customs was a sign that was kind of like, smoking is for dicks or something. It was something like, it was that in your face, as he stopped in the walkway and took a photo of it. So,
to be fair, I don't smoke anymore because it was so expensive here, so I had to quit because I'm like, I can't afford it. Or I don't want to afford it, let's put it that way. Because
you took advantage of the...
$60 for little it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But whenever I go to Germany, where you pay €7, which is like what, $10-11 for a pack of cigarettes, I smoke.
Is it that cheap?
It's so cheap. And I'm like, it's so cheap. I kind of got to smoke over here.
You've got to take advantage of the smoking.
Yeah. And then I smoke for as long as I'm there, and then I quit again.
Okay. How many do you smoke?
Oh, like maybe 3 or 4 a day.
Okay.
Tops.
So that's not serious.
I'm not as serious like one pack a day. Oh,
so obviously, you're obviously not getting addicted.
No. I'm a social smoker.
Social.
We call that a contradiction in terms in New Zealand.
Social smoking doesn't exist, right?
Yeah. It's an antisocial. It's considered an antisocial activity.
It is.
Yeah.
It's also very... I always felt like if you walk out of a room and go smoke, like in Germany, for example, I'm used to walk around with a beer in my hand, you know, and I like to smoke and drink at the same time. Here it's like, well, I got to leave the bar, leave my drink behind, and then stand outside all by myself. And it's not very fun.
I think that was the idea.
Yeah.
Should we play it now? You had a song, Raisa, that you wanted to play.
Yes.
Because I asked you, and you immediately chose Team Squad.
Of course.
Local band.
Yes.
I should have known was going to happen.
You knew it.
Tell us about the song we're going to play and why.
Oh my gosh, there you got me. Guardian. I think it's just my favorite song of their new EP that they released, what, last year?
Last year. Yeah. And you are... your relationship with the bands?
We're best friends.
You're best friends.
Yeah.
I thought you were sort of in the band.
I mean, I think I'm the silent member.
You get up on stage and dance around while they're playing?
Well, I did for one of their cover songs.
Okay.
I did a little piano thing. Like just, I don't know, press a few keys that Ruth came up with.
That was very kind of
them
to
let you
do that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is so nice. And I just did a bit of backup vocals and it was fun. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's go with Guardian if I can get the mouse working.
We'll be right back.
Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That's Guardian by Team Squad, local legends.
Team Squad!
And the biggest Team Squaddy racer is here in the studio. Now, you're about to depart, but yes. Before you go, you have a message from council.
No.
Has the comms department approved this message?
I'm not sure, but I'll say it anyways because it's important. So we all know Sound Splash is happening on the 19th till the 21st.
Yes.
Up at Wainui Reserve. And on the same weekend, we have ACC down at the beach with their thinker statue. And they're talking to people, swimmers and surfers, about water safety. You might have seen the posters around there at Manu Bay and at the beach. There's big ass ACC posters. Think before you something, something.
They should bring a poster here.
Yeah, they should. Maybe they should. I can tell.
We have a wall for posters.
I can tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let them know. So, yeah, they're going to talk to the youth who's going to be at the beach during that very hectic weekend and just, you know, inform them a little bit about water safety, which I think is a really good thing to do.
How not to get killed in the surf.
How to not die. Die and drown.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Because DK is not always around to go and rescue you, which is literally what happened this year.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, Daniel Kirioko.
Well, while we're talking about water safety,
yes,
I should remind people about my swim school.
You've got a swim school, Alan. I didn't know about this.
Yes, my third summer.
Nice.
And so starts on the 6-day intensive starting on the 22nd of January for 6 days continuous. Up at the Raglan Camp pool from 9 till 3 with a trained swim teacher.
Is that the Bible camp?
Yeah.
They have a pool up there. I didn't know.
Oh, fabulous.
I didn't know
pool.
Either.
Right on There's the top. Beautiful.
Right. So how do people get in touch?
So Penguin Swim School, one word.
Yeah.
Penguin, like the...
Penguin as in penguin. Yep. Penguin Swim School.
Race just did a
Outlook.
Visual.
Yeah, that's the one. At outlook.com.
Okay.
And so that's the first, what we call season one. And then season two is over 3 weekends in February. It's all on, if they inquire, they'll get that information.
Is that for kids?
For children. So learn to swim. Aww. Yeah, we're not doing adults yet, but we're doing, this year for the first time, we're doing four-year-olds and then right through to competency.
Okay.
To competent swimmers.
Okay. Cool. Beautiful.
Hey, before I go, Aaron... How long are you away for, and how long can we crash your morning show?
So this is my last show today, and then I won't be doing my show probably through all of January.
Oh yeah,
because even like I take a long time off, but then when I come back, I try to just get some work done, and so I don't do my show for a week or two. So yeah, all through that time, you guys are welcome to come in and take over the morning show between 8 and 10.
Non-hostile takeover.
Unlike this morning.
Yeah.
We've got more have turned up at the G-Factor Kids shows in the studio waiting their turn to come on the mic.
Yes.
So thank you for coming in, Racer. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
And you're wearing your Raglan Community Radio shirt as
I
well,
am.
which is good value. I don't know. Alan's probably going to ask for one now.
Devotee, eh?
Yeah.
Maddie Kitty, Matt to everyone. Bye.
See you. All right. So we're actually going to head into a little break. We're going to have ads. It's very exciting. And the weather and all that. And then we'll see if we can get... Oh, G-Factor Kids, Cora, Alba, and what's your young brother called? Bryn. Bryn as well. And Dad, Graham's here. So stand by.
Hey, I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, let's go down to the growers' market, Mum. There's always something yummy there, and we can get all our veggies and fruit for the week at the same time.
Great idea. All the produce is grown locally, which means that because it's super fresh, it's more nutritious.
I love hanging out at the growers' market.
And I love meeting all the growers. I'll grab the bag with our reusable containers.
Don't forget our bowls and spoons.
The Raglan Growers' Market. Hi. By the community, for the community. Every Friday from 5 to 7pm on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
Tired of shivering through winter or sweltering in that summer heat? Stendi Electrical is here to help with our top-notch heat pumps. Our team of experts is fully licensed and trained to install the latest energy-efficient heat pumps in your home or business. And if you don't know which heat pump is best for you, we can give you a free quote. We also provide servicing to ensure they're always running at peak performance. So don't wait until the next heat wave or cold snap. Call us now for a free quote. 825-0214.
Raglan Community Radio supports the Raglan Food Bank.
The food bank can be found at 36 Bow Street opposite the Community House and is open for business between 1 and 3 Mondays and Fridays.
Donations can be dropped off at these times or at Super Value.
Check out the food bank's current needs on our sign at the Super Value entrance or online at surfside.co.nz.
Or find out more about the Surfside Community Services, Food Bank and Counselling Services by phoning 825 5199.
The Raglan Food Bank. Raglan's only true community bank.
On the air, on the web, 24/7, raglanradio.com.
I was too slow. That's Park Road Save the Planet. We've already played that. We're supposed to be doing the weather, and then G Factor crew could come up. G Factor crew, if you could come up to the DJ booth. Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show with Aaron. That was James with Sometimes. And in the studio, I've got the whole G-Factor crew. We've got Dad Graham, we've got Cora and Alba and Bryn for this first time, perhaps on radio. And he's already grabbed the microphone. Hey guys, say hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And can we check in? How old are you guys? How old are you, Cora?
5.
You're 5. And Alba?
8.
You're 8. And how old's your brother?
1.
1. Are we going to get him to say something on the air, do you think?
What can you say, Bryn? What can you say? His words consist of Nana, Mama and Dada.
And grabbing the microphone.
And grabbing the microphone.
We, and how old's Dad? Do we know how old Dad is?
Since we are.
Oh, is
hey, God, no, nothing hidden with kids, is there?
Well, Raisa got sort of duped into saying her name, or tricked into saying her name on the air as well. So, yeah. And are you guys doing? Are you going to do your shows at Sunday morning?
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Sorry,
we're juggling tomorrow morning. We might squeeze in another slot because we're going to go and catch the high tide on the kayaks in the morning with the cousins.
Oh, you got cousins in from where?
No, they live here.
Okay.
Yeah, the Rosses. Yeah, they live on Aurora Lane. So there's three of them as well. So, yeah, we're all going to get out, parents and all, and just launch off the domain and have a play tomorrow morning.
And do you have a plan for what you're doing on the show? Or do you think they're far ahead? A lot of the DJs don't have a plan.
How do you plan for your show, Alba?
We just think of what to do it about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we just talk about it on the way, or maybe at breakfast. So yeah. If we're really organised the night before over dinner, and it's a topic, and it's usually a discussion, and there's usually more than one topic, isn't there, Alba? Because you and Corey don't always agree. So half the show might be about dolphins, the other half might be about Harry Potter.
Yeah. And do you? And what sort of music do you play?
What songs do you like?
Like the songs that's like near the theme of the show.
Okay, so if you do one about dolphins, there's dolphin songs.
We search the internet for the good old dolphin tracks. Yeah,
we played the Maui dolphin song.
Yeah, we have. Well, I think we did do dolphins a while ago. Yeah, we played that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's we did a. There was no. I couldn't find a recording of that, and I was talking with the Environment Centre one day. It was probably 10 years ago, and we're like, we need a recording. And Tiki Tani was coming to town. So see that video with Tiki Tani?
Yeah, it was on YouTube. We saw it.
Yeah. We got the Environment Centre to set that up one day when he was in town. Bryn's making noise for us.
Yeah, he's playing the shaker.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you're obviously, you're not working today. Your wife's working today, Graham.
Yeah,
you're
no, looking I finished after the yesterday. Kids. So I'm on kid duty. She finishes today. And then we'll both be off for a few weeks. And we've got a week in Taupo next week.
Yeah.
In the holiday camp there. So swim up pool bar, big water park, and outdoor cinema. So camping.
And how does a family cope these days with the end of the school holidays for the last few weeks when you're supposed to be back at work?
So my kids are in Tiuku and they only finished on Wednesday.
But they're going to be off. When do you go back to school? You probably
the
don't
7th
know.
Of Feb.
7th of Feb.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you do during that?
I go back to work on the 8th of Jan.
Yeah. And your wife doesn't.
Yeah. Oh no, we juggle. So we've got Granny Scotland coming, haven't we? So Granny from Scotland's coming over the start of Jan. And then she'll be here helping us and cousins transition through a little bit. We'll have some play dates. I've got a thing at work they launched this year where we get a well-being day twice a year, which you can't use as like half days or anything. It's targeted at...
Here we go. He's on the radio. That's Bryn's first announcement on the radio.
It's to allow help with stuff like that. So I'll use those extra days off to help look after the kids and do stuff with them.
Okay.
Which is quite good. But yeah, we'll do what every other family has to do because society doesn't cater for school. Or working society doesn't.
All the time. Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah. We were homeschooling at that age, so we had already had a plan in place.
Yeah.
And we have to try and negotiate that a lot of tricky stage.
But we're then, one of you's not working, so with the economic climate now, Lorna's started working again, so she's doing 2 days a week.
I know, it's much more challenging now than it was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but we're very lucky. I mean, a lot of people are two income families, and they're just using the kids' holiday programs and various other things they can do and friends.
Well, tell you what, there's a lot of holiday programs around this year, and over the years, so like I've been doing the show, they've grown in size, and there's more and more of them, so there's lots happening.
Yeah.
Karuyo Project's just about got something every day.
Yeah, there's a lot out there, isn't there? We were at Freedom to Fly's disco yesterday for a couple of hours that they ran. Yeah, so that was a bit of fun, wasn't it?
Just did you guys, Albert, are you doing the dance show at the end of the year? Did you do the dance show at the end of the year?
Yes.
Yeah, and Cora, you did it as well? Yeah. And you, I don't know much. I must come along. I used to always go to the other one because my daughter went to the other dance show. But what do you do? what happens with this show? I hear your dad's involved.
He was the pilot on the ballet show.
The pilot? The
pilot, yeah. What, had a speaking role this year. I was kind of the compare.
Oh, really?
As a pilot, because it was a flying around the world theme. So Jess asked me to be the pilot and do safety briefings, a bit silly, and then introduce all the different countries we flew around. I did all the videography and music.
Oh, wow. And now, so, and what, you did a dance, Elva?
I did ballet grade one, which we were Ireland.
Okay.
Irish dance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with ballet. So it was all different disciplines of the dance, wasn't it? You in ballet. And then that was at Tiuku Hall this year.
Yeah.
And then they had, because it was a Freedom of Flight Fest. So
yes.
There's a whole weekend of festivals. So there was a, like an adults evening in the Tiuku Hall on the Friday night. There was the Flying Femmes in...
I saw that one.
Yeah,
I
got in there. And in that one as well on the Saturday and Sunday was another show. So on the Sunday, they both do acro. Basically acrobatic dance, and Cora was in that, weren't you?
So you did that. You did acrobatic dance for your for your show. Was that your first time, Cora, doing a show?
Well, she did
it properly.
She tried when she was two, didn't you? And that, and you got a bit scared. We had a few years off, and then you got back into it this year, and then you made the show, didn't you?
That's cool.
Yeah.
We need. I'm glad I took that photo, because the photo we've got of you guys is when you started doing your radio show, and think you were 2 and 4.
Yeah.
So are you at school yet, Cora?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at school now too.
Started this year, didn't you?
And what's it like having a little brother? What are boys like having for his little brothers?
He's getting really cheeky.
Is he already?
And he's trying to open all the doors.
Yeah. Every cupboard's locked.
Make it try and open the doors and make an escape. I think that cable's not too important, don't worry.
Yeah. Don't disconnect at the house.
Yeah, I think I saw Sean coming around before too. He was going to pop in. So what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing today?
Remember what our plan is?
We're going to the waterfall.
Yeah, we're going to go for a walk down the waterfall.
We're going to the bakery.
Yeah, Bridevale Falls. We'll go there because it'll be sheltered, and we'll try and wear them out in the shade. And we'll pick. But first, we're going to pick up our Christmas ham from the Raglan Butchers that we pre-ordered. So don't everyone rush in and try and buy a ham, because I'm sure they've got enough.
It's too late.
And we might go in the pool.
Yeah, we've got the pool up yesterday, didn't we? So I built big monkey bars this year, which now hang over a pool.
Oh, that's perfect.
So the kids were dropping into that yesterday, weren't you?
That sounds pretty fantastic. And if you do your show this weekend, tell us when you'll be on the air.
It'll be Christmas show, so it's... The slot is 8 till 10 Saturday mornings. We might just miss that, so we'll probably try and get in later on Saturday, because there's a bit of space on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, okay, you might.
Yeah, we'll try and squeeze in there, and we're going to just do a bit of education on Christmas, probably, isn't it, kids? That's what we like to do this time of year.
I should tell you, we've just got my computer screen's gone. I've just got a new DJ in from 1 to 2 on...
Is that Saturday?
Yes, Sunday.
Sunday. Oh, okay, yeah. No, if we're going to do it, we'll do it tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty, well, look, good to see you guys in the studio.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Aaron.
And we'll get an updated photo, and have a good break. And all the things we've just discussed, that you look like you've got a busy day here as a dad.
Yeah, it's always a busy day as a dad, as you know, Aaron.
Yeah.
But Merry Christmas, Whangaroa. We shall see you in 2024, and hopefully a little cheeky one tomorrow.
All right, thanks for coming in. Okay, folks, we're going to have a little break. Sean's saw Sean lurking outside, so he'll be in next. But right now, this is Marmalade with the track Awkward.
I woke up on Tuesday feeling cold inside my brain. Oh, I sent you a message asking if you felt the same. I don't know if I'm hungover or just over it all. Kind of awkward, or do you just hate my smile? Does that mean you'll only be here for a little while? I don't know if I was sober when I asked you over. Came around the other night. Oh, I thought he was handsome and awfully polite. Maybe you should have.
was sitting by myself. The things I felt were just my extroverted self. How do I tell?
This is the Raglan News.
In local news, the project at the wharf is shutting down over the Christmas break and through all of January for 6 weeks. This means all the contractors, machinery and containers will be gone by the end of today, if they haven't gone already. There will be a small area along the seawall that will be fenced off to keep everyone safe. However, the kayak ramp will be open and a mixture of permanent and temporary footpaths in place to connect Wallace Street to the wharf. And the project will be back up and running from 12th of February for around 6 weeks to complete. What are they going to do? They're going to crane into place the tidal terraces, put some signboards up, entrance sculpture, pedestrian raised table at the entrance and adjoining footpath, and a bit of asphalt going down. Council has approved the purchase of the property at 398 Wainui Road, Raglan. Council documents show it will be held as a strategic property, that's what they call it, until such time as it's required for a road. Given its location on the corner of the road into Wainui Reserve, we're assuming this will be for a turning bay or a roundabout, or maybe because council wants to set up a gift shop. Our council also agreed to spend $256,000 raising the harbour entrance beacon on Long Street. Apparently a resident approached council through the district plan consultation to discuss adding another level to their dwelling. Because this would obscure the beacon and cause obvious problems for safe navigation through the harbour mouth, council resolved in 2021 that the cost would be covered by ratepayers to raise the height of the lamp. This project was not well understood and has since doubled in price, as it requires the purchase of an entire new beacon. And then little bits of news, small news bites here. Council staff have started making angle parking on Bow Street outside the town hall. I don't think that's going to be ready for Christmas, though. New Year's Eve will have its full complement of regular activities with the parade at 7 p.m. and fireworks at midnight. And it's been confirmed that Maui Dolphin Day will be back next year after missing a couple of years through COVID. Organisers at the Environment Centre and Extreme Zero Waste have announced it will be held on Saturday, 9th of March. So something to look forward to. And that is the last news bulletin of the year. Your news for Friday, 22nd of December, 2023. All right. Sean, do you want to go on the air right now? You're ready.
Oh,
you're ready to go.
Yeah. I was just out looking at the angle markings on Bow Street for the new parking.
Yeah.
Have we? Surely we've had angle parking on Bow Street in the past.
Well, not in my experience.
Oh, okay.
There's, no, they put recall. That little bit down outside Isobar.
Right.
And jet down there, and now it looks like they're doing this bit here. Yeah. But there might be a problem with taking over the accessible park. They might need to, I think they're going to have to readjust their lines.
Right, right. It's just in my time, sorry, when I first came to Raglan, I mean, we didn't actually need car parking in Bow Street
Probably what you saw was that people would just drive in on an angle and get out of their car.
Yeah.
There wasn't actually official parking. It was just how, it's how they rolled back then in Raglan. But yeah, it's got increasingly busy. And in fact, that, like, you've been here about as long as I have, I think around about 2000.
Yeah.
And I remember back then, like, the busy Christmas period would last about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were quite fascinated as new people in town to see just how many tourists there were. Now we tend to do what a lot of people do and hide. But the really busy period, what I was going to say, starts in, like, holiday, was it Labor weekend, and lasts through to Easter? Like, it's
pretty much.
Pretty full on all the way through, which is good for business owners, but a bit of a shock to long-time locals to see it so busy.
Well, we're,
and I wouldn't describe either of us as long-term locals. We weren't born here. We're not claiming that, folks. We're not claiming that.
Yeah, it's become a bit of a year-round destination, actually. You know, it's we don't really have a truly quiet patch.
True, actually, and especially during COVID. Like, I remember 2020, after the lockdowns closed, we actually had a heap of people here that winter because they couldn't go overseas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Sean does the Kiwi Music Show. No, sorry, what do you call it? The New Zealand Music Show.
New Zealand Music Show, yeah.
On Tuesdays at 11:30. I'm looking at the schedule. This is how I've remembered.
Right.
And New Zealand music this year, Sean, any summaries?
Oh.
Anything to report on New Zealand music? I presume you don't play every genre.
I do, pretty much. Yeah.
You play the heavy songs?
Not the heavy songs, which I do enjoy, but I don't think it's necessarily in keeping with what people want to listen to between 11:30 and 1:30 during the day. So,
yeah.
No. I mean, Dead Flowers, amazing band. Beast Wars, another incredible band, but no, I don't play those sorts of songs.
Beast Wars, they sound, Beast Wars, they sound
yes.
heavy. They sound, oh, like that?
Yeah, a bit like that.
They do sound heavy.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you a question I asked someone else earlier. Biggest issue for Raglan Whangaroa this year?
I'm very non-political, but I guess...
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Increasingly so,
non-political in the local community.
Yeah, as I've as I'm becoming older and more cynical. I think I share the concerns of many that we just need to be working on our infrastructure, and particularly with regards to sewage and wastewater. I mean, that's been a problem that's reared its head in recent weeks.
Yes, many times.
Yeah, but. Parking and access to public services and...
But don't you think for parking we're just going to have to accept that we're not going to be able to park outside the shop we want to go to?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we're part, those days are gone. Yeah. Oh, except in early morning in July, when it can still be pretty quiet. Now, I was going to ask you, do you have a song, a New Zealand song that you can recommend for us to play next?
Well, actually, a feature of 2023 New Zealand music is a couple of old bands coming back.
Oh, yes.
And Space Waltz was one of them. I don't really like that track, so...
Well, we're not going to play
I was
that.
Thinking more along the lines of Straw People, who released their first album after, 18 or 19 years. So maybe you could chuck up the title track off the album Knucklebones.
Okay. I'm going to do a search. I've got that song somewhere. Well, I've got A's recent Straw People. Knucklebones. People can hear me typing. This is very exciting.
And there it is.
Is it just called Knucklebones?
That's the one.
All right. And is are you going to describe it as a return to form or just a return to...
Not a return to their best.
Just a return to the studio.
Yeah. A return to the studio. Fiona McDonald, who was one of... a handful of female vocalists that Straw People used over their three or four albums.
I remember her.
She's made a return.
I remember her 30 years ago working in the Sounds record store on Queen Street in Auckland.
Yeah, she's
so
a
fascinating... This is how far we go back.
She's a fascinating character.
I'm not saying I go back with her.
Yeah. She's a fascinating character in that she's had her fingers in all sorts of pies. She was apparently the casting director on the... one of the recent series of Celebrity Treasure Island. That was her job. So
I see.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
become a singer, end up...
Yeah, and of course she spent many years as a television presenter I think New Zealand Idol. She was a judge on that, and she's done various other things in television
as well.
I stopped
watching actual TV a little while ago.
Yeah,
so.
I don't watch those sorts of programs. Yeah. Yeah.
You just want to make that clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's play Knucklebones by Straw People.
Plans and broken schemes.
Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. Also, I stopped that a bit early. That was the new one from Straw People, Knuckle Bones. And as well as Sean in the studio, we've now got Javier. Good morning, Javier.
Buenos dias. Fine, garoa.
And Sean, how are you doing with that form I got you to fill out?
I think I've got it.
Live on the air. So Sean is our chairperson on the committee. And
yeah, I sign lots of things.
Yeah, that's his main role in life. Yeah. We have. It's very hard working with Westpac. They don't have a branch in town anymore, but we're left like a lot of people with the bank out of town. And every time we try and change our signatories, it just feels like an overwhelming amount of work.
It's an absolute nightmare. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. Javier, but you're here to bring us something that's not anything to do with the bank.
No. Wait, nothing to do with pizzas either.
Nothing to do with pizzas. Yeah, because the pizzas are nice, but...
because that's the bank used to be there, no? And now they sell pizzas in the same building.
Yeah, that's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Javier is one of the two hosts for the Musical Journey show that plays on 6 o'clock on Sunday nights and one of our more popular podcasts. And also popular enough that Free FM, the community station in Hamilton, requested that they get a copy every week so they can play it there. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, all right.
Yeah. And you've been doing... When did you first do a show at the station? I was not involved with the station at that time. Yeah. I think it's like 15 years ago or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I keep notes of the music I play because I don't want to play the same things over and over, you know. So, I'm looking at the book the other day, and I think I have something like 2004. I was doing the show.
Right. So. Okay, that's when you came in.
So,
and the music you play, like it's kind of we bill it as kind of a world music show, could mean anything, really.
Yes, it can.
The music you play, is that the music you listen to at home? That's what I've always wondered.
Yes, it is. Very much so. Maybe I listen a bit more jazz at home, you know?
Yeah.
But I think one of the things that I really like about doing the show, is that I'm always looking for new music, you know, within the same kind of genres, you know, which is world music, you know? But I might have a time in is a Ukrainian band coming to Auckland.
Is there?
And Daka Braka. And I played them for the Ukrainian night this year. And they're a fantastic, fun band, you know. And I always kind of looking at old things, new things. And, so I'm constantly searching for world music, you know, with a bent for Latino music, of course, you know, because that's what I listen most, you know.
And we were just talking off the air about this poster that you made. Javier made the poster for the Hello Sailor. No, it wasn't Hello Sailor. Retro Groove. I get confused about my gigs at the Harbourview Hotel, which was just last weekend. And what was happening to those posters? I kept it and put it up on the wall in the studio because we keep a few cooler posters.
Apparently, I can't remember the name of the guy who was putting the posters here in Raglan, you know, but they keep being stolen, so you have to be replacing them constantly. So
you made the poster too nice. It is very creative.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was inspired by the 70s in San Francisco. You know, when have all those posters of the Grateful Dead and
is it kind of a psychedelic kind of
but
I feel like with a twist in this case.
Well, yeah, we had to make it kind of local, you know.
Make it like a Raglan psychedelic.
Yeah.
That's a new art genre. And what was I going to ask you about? Oh, yesterday morning I had some time, and I do at the end of each year, I replay some bits of interviews that I enjoyed during the year. And I replayed the one that you were involved in with Lisa Thompson and Penny from after, because you guys were the judges at Art to Wear.
Correct. Yeah. Someone told me that they listened to my interview again yesterday and said, "Wow, how come?"
That's why, because like I enjoy having lots of people in the studio, as you can tell. Marie's just arrived now, another one of our DJs, and was that? I mean, have you been involved with the Art to Wear like every time it happens since it started?
I think not every time, but most times, you know. From the beginning, the first one I didn't do, you know, but I think they really like me being there because being a teacher for so many years, you know, and measuring art, if you like, you know, marking, you know, so you get to know how to mark things, you know, how to see what's best, what's worst, you know, so given an A, B, and C, you know, it's been part of my life, you know. So I think that I'm pretty structured about doing that, you know.
Yeah. Sean, did you go to Artware this year?
No. I've only ever been to a couple, and I don't know why I don't go back, because they've always been, you know, absolutely tremendous.
Possibly because you leave it too late to get a ticket would be one reason why you don't get to go. What, Sean, from your perspective, you didn't go to that. Community events this year that you remember? That seemed to
I actually remember the lack of them, actually. I mean, there was no Maui Dolphin Day, which was...
But it's back next year. It will be back. Yes.
And funnily enough, we were having a chat the other night, Javier and myself, about and others, about the trolley derby on Stewart Street.
Oh, the recycled trolley race.
Yeah, that was great. That was crazy stuff. Yeah. So, no, in terms of community events, I think, we're a busy little community in that regard. I just think that we should be... putting a little bit more time and effort and energy into doing bigger, better stuff. But I guess sort of post-COVID, you know, everybody's energies have sort of ebbed a little bit. But, you know, hopefully we can see a return to form
maybe
in 2024.
Yeah, maybe
back
next
in
year.
Back in the day, I think it was kind of early 80s, we used to do the Mardi Gras, you know, that we did it for about... I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and it was full-on intense. And we took over the whole of Bow Street, and it was sometimes, well, one time we have the whole of the town hall, and it used to be packed, you know, to have the night show, you know. But we have stages in Bow Street, and it was music everywhere, you know, and clowns, and it was just lots of fun, you know. You
remember that was, that? I don't think I saw that. Marie's trying to talk, but you're too far from the mic, Marie.
Right. We had the dragon, didn't we?
A dragon.
Down the main street, do you remember that?
Right, yeah.
That big dragon that they used to pull.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. We should bring Mardi Gras back. Mardi Gras is so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the New Year's Eve parade coming. That's the next thing.
Yep. And okay. But that has been part of Raglan since I've been here, though.
That's decades old. That's a tradition. That's must happen now. What's because
yeah.
New Year's Eve parade. I just discovered yesterday that the New Year's fireworks is happening again this year. So somebody found some funding. I can't remember the name of the group. A community trust, local community trust, has funded that one.
It's happened every year for the last 5 years. It's not happening, and then it's happening. We found some money.
It's a little bit like that.
And on the subject of the New Year's Eve parade, the station's not going to have a float in this year, but we're going to have a big dance party down here in the foyer, just in front of the town hall, just outside the studio. So you're most welcome to pop in and say hi, and we'll give you a look around the studio.
We were discussing earlier how we had trouble with generators last year, so we're not.
We're not going to broach that subject again, Aaron.
We're going to use mains electricity. Hey, we're going to play this track, Javier. Can you introduce this track that you want to play?
It's Natalia Lafourcade and Eugenia León doing a really, really fun, beautiful song by Juan Luis Guerra. It's called Burbujas de Amor, and it's Bubbles of Love. And it's sort of it's a bubbly little pop number from Central America, really. Yeah.
Thank you.
Corazón mutilado de esperanza y de razón. Tengo un corazón que madruga donde quiera. Ese corazón se desnuda de impaciencia ante tu voz. Oh, pobre corazón que no atrapa su cordura. Quisiera ser un pez para tocar mi nariz en tu pecera y hacer burbujas de amor por donde quiera. Ay,
mezcla imprescindible de ilusión. Sueña, corazón, no te nubles de amargura.
Oh, este corazón se desnuda de impaciencia ante tu voz. Oh, pobre corazón que no atrapa su cordura.
Quisiera ser un pez para tocar mi nariz en tu pecera y hacer burbujas de amor por donde quiera. Oh, pasar la noche entera mojada en
you've got the morning show here on Raglan Community Radio, and in the studio I've got now Marie and Rodrigo here. Rodrigo, can you you don't know the name of that song. I don't want to pronounce it because Javier pronounced it before and I'm just going to mangle it. Javier's going to come back and announce it.
Burbujas de amor.
Which looks like burbujas de amor. if I was to mangle it.
Talks about, you know, the bubbles that the fish do inside the fish bowl.
Fish tanks, yeah.
And he wants to be there to be one of the bubbles.
That's just a fun song. So, Marie and Rodrigo, welcome.
Thank you.
Rodrigo, you're
Thank
here.
You, Aaron.
You're here with your son. We were just discussing, your last name is Hill, and Graham Hill was just here with his son, who's about the same age.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't related, are you?
Not that I know, no.
Because you're from Brazil and he's from England. Wales.
You never know.
Oh, he's from Wales. Well, yeah. We could still be related, but I don't know. I don't know if we are.
Yeah. So
we are related in a way, all of us, somehow.
Connected if we somewhere. Go back
At
far
some
enough.
Point.
So Rodrigo is the other half of Musical Journeys. He's been a slacker at the moment, and I'm replaying his old shows, but...
Yeah, I'm having a break, Aaron, you know.
You have a busy life.
Yeah, well, that's just the end of the year. It was a good time to have a break, so... And I'm lucky that Javier is holding the fort, carrying the flag of the Musical Journeys.
Yes, brilliant. And Marie, you're one of our newer DJs.
I am, very new.
You still feel new, but you've done what? How many shows now? Like 7 or 8 shows?
Yeah, it's still very new. Long way to go.
Rodrigo, when did you start?
Probably 2015 or 16. Yeah, but my very first show here was I was invited by Javier to come here in 08 or 09 when he was doing his shows.
Was that right?
Which was called Viva la Musica every Sunday, and then he invited me over to fill in for him because he was going away on some kind of trip or something. So I did one Sunday for him, and I was completely hooked from that point, but it took me 10 years to actually get around and have a show.
And now you lecture in podcasting at Waikato University.
Yeah, well, in that, yes.
There was an unexpected turn of events that you probably didn't see coming. Yeah,
yeah, I'm always hoping for something new.
What do you lecture on?
Well, media courses, so they're highly practical, hands-on. So I teach podcasting, video, and photography.
So I should say that you've been tasked with actually creating a podcasting course at the university because they didn't have one previously.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, no, they didn't, yeah.
Because that's the world we live in where the media is rapidly changing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating medium, actually. The more I discovered, the more I was kind of into it, you know. And, yeah, there's many, many different kind of ways of playing and experimenting with podcasting. So, and it's really... Yeah, it's really fascinating, as you probably know, Aaron.
Yeah, well, I have many podcasts.
Well, you run a podcasting hub here.
Yeah, we have a platform. It's officially a platform now. Marie, you've just started to be a DJ, but you got involved with the station like 9 years ago when you started being interviewed by me every fortnight. Yeah. Why did it take so long?
Because you never asked me, Aaron.
Oh, it's my fault.
No, it's not. I don't know, actually. I think that I just used to come in and do the show and not even think about the radio outside of what I did.
Yeah.
It wasn't on my radar until, pretty much like my show wasn't on my radar until you asked me. Doing a show, music show, wasn't on my radar either until you asked me.
Did I actually say that something about it?
Yeah, you did. You said, do you want to do a show, Marie? We're doing some new DJs. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh,
that was probably a fairly casual comment from me.
Just it was.
Like I sometimes say that to people just to let them know, just to remind people that anybody can do a show who's involved with the community.
Well, I actually didn't know that until you offered it to me.
So I should say it more. I should say it more often. Although we have quite a few new DJs around. Now, Sean's just turned up. Where's he got a shirt? What's that?
Your rashy, Sean.
Okay, he's buying Christmas presents. I've got a little distracted. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Marie's show from 10 years ago.
She's
got cobwebs on it. So old.
She's been interviewed by me. She's become part of the morning show.
Yeah.
One of the regular guests.
Yeah.
And we've done many interviews, probably hundreds by now. But then suddenly you've become a DJ. And how are you finding it? You enjoying it?
I love it. It's like reinventing myself, Aaron. Yeah. It's
right.
I love music. I grew up around music. My dad played guitar. After dinner at night, he'd pull the guitar out and we'd all sing. And back then we had sand shells, I think, on the beaches. And you always used to put us kids into all the shows. And so we grew up around a lot of music and had a musical family. So there was a lot of... Yeah, I just love music. So to be even thinking that I could do something around music just opened up a whole avenue for me. And so it's very exciting. It's about reinventing and actually enjoying what I do and bringing music to people. I love it. Yeah.
I was about to ask Rodrigo a question, but he's jumped downstairs because he's about to have a runaway as well. And then now Craig's coming in. I think Mikey's coming to bring some food. Mikey will not go on the air. Rodrigo, a question I wanted to ask you that I asked Javier. For the music you play on Musical Journeys, again, it's world music, so it's really wide-ranging. Is it music? Are you playing music you like, or are you in a competition with yourself to find the most unusual, obscure music?
I only play what I like.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've liked most of the stuff that I played, so... yeah, and in between that, I do find obscure stuff that I also like, so a bit of both.
Do you have time? Like, you've got a young family like Graham. You've got your son sitting on your knee right now. Do you have time for finding new music? Like, remember when we were teenagers, we were always, like, into the new music?
Yeah, I make some time, yeah.
You make some time.
You have to, you make to put the effort to, you know, research and prepare for the show. Although the last ones I was probably freestyling a bit, but I shouldn't say that.
It's okay from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. But you work with the with Spotify or Apple Music, they have this kind of algorithm thing. So,
are you a cheating man?
No, I'm not cheating, but I use that as a research tool to learn or find other stuff, you know, and then you cross-reference. I'm sounding like an academic now, but anyway.
Yeah. You are an academic. Can we ask
anyway,
actually?
And then you put a playlist together.
We need to ask Javier now, because because he didn't have facilities like that when he started. Javier, how did you, when you were doing your original Viva La Musica show, how were you finding your music?
I used to buy a lot of CDs, you know, basically.
Right.
And also, you know, doing my trips to Mexico, all my family is into music, you know. So have you listened to this? Have you listened to that? So it was always... We was a bit of that, you know, but mainly I have a lot of CDs in those days, you know, that, and I keep, you know, looking for it, you know.
You still got those CDs in the house?
I do. I don't know what to do with them, you know, boxes and boxes, you know, that you sit in there, you know.
People make art with them now. I think that's about really all we've got.
Yeah, that are kind of fun, yeah.
It's like the CDs here in the studio. We had a... This came up with a decision, and it was a committee meeting one day, and people were like, what are we going to do with the CDs? And there was a bit of a conversation, and in the end we decided we'll leave them there because it looks like a radio station to have CDs. And every now and again, if the computer crashes, I'll whip out a CD and play it, but that's a really...
It's not going to happen what happened with the LPs, no? That the LPs are back, you know? And, you know, they have become something wow, you know? But I don't think the CDs is ever going to happen, you know?
So 2 days ago... There's a band called Mirage playing in town this weekend, and their manager was here in town walking around handing out CDs 2 days ago.
Wow.
So, and I think he's doing it to get people's attention because people will be like, that's weird. What's that about?
Hey, we've got CD players
here, Marie. We could play it, but we're kind of running out of time, and I see we're going to get some DJs queued up outside.
Yeah, it's queuing up, Aaron, so I better make a move, but thanks for having me in the studio.
Nice to see you.
And happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a good break.
Yeah.
You need some new faces up here.
I'm leaving too, and I'll be doing the show on Sunday, so I'll be here at 6 o'clock. Sunday,
are you planned? So. Have you planned for your show?
Yeah, I got actually two plans, so I don't know if to go to A or B, but both will be fun.
Okay. All right.
I'll be in at 12.
All right.
Thank you, Feliz Natal.
And Marie's going to be in at 12 with Faith Matters.
Takite, Merry Christmas.
All right, Louis, come up. Yeah, so we're not even going to play a song because we're running out of time. We've got 5 minutes. No, stop chatting to them. Come up to the mic, Louis. Let him through. Yeah, so Javier and Marie and Rodrigo are leaving. Mikey, do you want to go on the air? Mikey. Do you want to go on the air? No, Mikey doesn't want... Mikey's here to get some photos. She doesn't want to go on the air. All right, Louis, welcome.
Good morning. Welcome.
Now, you are one of our longest-running DJs, except with a huge...
With about a 20-year gap.
20-year gap. So, this is Louis Galloway. He and his brother Ben used to do a show pre-2000 or just after 2000?
It was about 17, so what's that? That's literally 20 years ago, so it must have been just after 2000, I guess.
And the show was called The Left Wing. I found an old schedule.
There was heaps of names.
Okay, that's what it was that week.
But yeah, I think that was the main name. We took over Pete Barnard's show, which was the medicine show.
Okay.
He was one of the early pioneers of playing weird stuff on the radio.
Ragnar Community Radio has had a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Were you playing very weird stuff yourself then?
Oh, we thought it was weird. We thought it was quite cool and weird, but I bet it wasn't very interesting.
Whereas now?
I don't know, probably about the same. I like to think it's something different, but there's always someone out there who's more extreme.
Yeah, probably, but your show is pretty weird. Like you're turning up the weird. And I don't mean that in an insulting way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
No.
You've created something there.
that's the idea. It's a bit of an exploration, really.
Can you describe it for the listeners?
No, I can't describe it.
I can say that it's on Monday at 6 to 7:30.
Yeah. Normally it's a sort of my take on a certain genre or a certain lane, I guess, for that week. So it's pretty much different every week, but it's kind of trying to explore the outer fringes of a certain thing.
A certain thing. Or a particular thing each week.
A particular thing each week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you listen to any mainstream, normal people's music?
Yeah. I'm not. I like to think I'm not a snob.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But I do like some more mainstream stuff.
Yeah. And and you're working for the Karioi Project. Are you working today? You don't look like you're dressed for going up the mountain.
I haven't got my boots on. Or my high vis. Pretty much done for the year. So,
right.
I have a couple of weeks off, and I do have some odd days mixed in there because you know the traps always need checking. But
it's funny. I've had moments where I've been messaging you about something to do with your show, and then you're like, "I've got to stop talking now because I'm about to climb up a steep part of the mountain." And I'm like, "Where are you?"
Yeah, it's quite weird that you know you can pretty much get reception on the mountain everywhere, and so it feels a bit wrong being on your phone out in the bush. But I kind of have to be for
even the coastal side of the mountain. You can still pick up.
There are some dead spots. Yeah, but it's pretty good. Yeah,
I suppose that's good for safety if you break a leg or something.
It's good for safety, but yeah, it doesn't feel like you're sort of out of civilization too much, but that's all right.
We should tell Craig to come in. Craig, you should be in here. We're running out of time.
What are we? Oh, 2 minutes.
Well, I don't stick that closely to time. I know you don't either. Oh, Justin, you come in then. If Craig's not going to come in, Justin, we can. What we're going to do is we're going to tell Justin off because he left the windows open last night.
Oh, tisk.
It was a little too hot when I got here.
The
10:30.
The hall stays warm. It doesn't matter what time of day or night. But by this time of year, by the time you're it's the time of year. Just it's warm. I'm getting distracted because Craig's now come in, but he missed out on the chance to get a mic.
Well, listen, it was cooking. I'm sorry I left the windows open. I hope nobody climbed in.
Nobody
and played,
did.
You know, some shenanigans.
No, we left that. Stick around. Yep. You got to tell us about your show. Justin, what time do you start? 10 o'clock on Thursday?
It was 10 o'clock. Yeah. I think that's a realistic time.
That's a realistic time for you? Aim for 9, arrive at 10?
Aim for 9:30.
Is that in the morning?
At 10.
No, in the evening.
Oh, in the evening.
It's ancient, it's ancient show. We play, you know.
Rusty Turtle?
Daft Punk. Last night. We played a lot of Daft Punk. Nice. Some German techno.
Yeah.
What else? It was really good. Yeah, it was a really fun show. My friend Paco was giving us the kind of surf report from Ruapuki. We spent like 6 hours at Rua's yesterday.
Right. Yeah. So you knew exactly how it had been. Was it good?
Yeah, it was awesome. He got barreled on his bodyboard, which was pretty cool.
Some people would say it serves him right, but I wouldn't be one of them. I don't participate in that their rivalry, the surf community.
Yeah, really fun.
And I've set your show up too to replay some old ones the days you don't turn up. So
fantastic. Yeah. This is a re-recording.
We haven't done that bit
not
yet.
Now.
Sorry. Yeah, we've got to do that bit. All right, now we better get Craig on the mic because we're running out of time.
Thanks,
I told
Aaron.
Him he had to come. Thanks, Justin. Yeah, nice to see you, man. Nice to see you too. Craig, welcome.
Yeah, morning, Aaron. Morning, morning show fans.
So, you're both of them. Craig does the Over the Fence show.
Yes, indeed. Yep,
and the Harbour View Hotel adverts that we update every week.
Yes.
Which seems to spend a lot of our relationship is doing those ads, I find.
Yeah, it's like that, isn't it, Aaron? Yeah.
Do you want to be a voice for some ads, Louis?
No, thank you.
No, you could be.
Louis would be great, actually.
I'm looking for someone at the moment.
Okay, all right, go on then.
Oh, it's so easy your arm. I won't actually force you to do this on the air.
Oh, no, it's all good. Depends what it's advertising.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air. I'm worried that we're going to get to a point where we're going to insult one of our valued advertisers.
Exactly. They're all pretty cool.
They're all local people, you know. It's not like Coca-Cola and a big corporate thing. Yeah. Like it's people we know. They're part of our community.
It's not like, hey, here, I'm Louis and this is McDonald's.
Yeah. I think we would get...
Is it true, Aaron? McDonald's is going to open up in Redmond?
Don't do that, man. Don't do that. The last time someone did that, there was quite a bit of aggro. Some builders were working on where Wild Cafe is, and they had the fence up around it, and they might have got Dan from the Redmond Sign Company to make up a McDonald's sign, and they stuck it on the fence, like professionally made, and people went nuts. They were like down at the council, having to go at the staff, and like...
Yeah, I heard there's going to be a three-story building with KFC, McDonald's, and
That was
Wendy's.
That was me. I should say that was Fitzgerald and Gillard who did that sign. So give them some credit. A bit of free advertising for that.
Nice.
Craig, farming issues for the year. Most important farming issue for the year. You're our farming expert.
Well, certainly not an expert, Aaron. Farming things. I don't know, man. There's been a lot sort of bubbling along. I'm going to have to think now, Aaron.
Apparently, it's only going to be a drought on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't know what the general consensus is.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the thing, but I was talking to my mate in Prongahoe, of all places, the other day, and he's had like a super wet sort of lately.
Where the heck's that?
It's kind of about an hour's drive south of Waipakaro. Down Hawke's Bay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hawke's Bay way. So, yeah, I think El Nino was supposed to be super wet. Dry over there, but it's actually been really wet.
Well, it's still got time.
There's
still a bit of time.
Man, this heat, man. Look, it's been the last couple of days. It'll dry everything out real quick. But it's supposed to rain, I think, over the next few days. Is that right, Aaron? Which would be great.
A little bit. No, it's not serious rain. It just says a few afternoon showers and things like that.
Excellent.
I'm not saying any specific day. It's just that kind of thing rather than a massive dumping.
All December rains, good rain.
How's the mountain, Louis? Is there plenty of moisture on the mountain at the moment? You could give us a daily report from the mountain practically with your job.
I could do, that's true.
he doesn't seem excited about
where
it.
Where you are, it's not a heap of moisture, really.
Yeah.
Something
I wanted to ask you.
It's quite windy.
Different topic. Yeah, it would be windy up there. Different topic. As a kid who grew up here, and you've been away and you've come back. How different does it feel from when you were a kid?
Yeah, it's there's pros and cons. There's pros and cons. It's different. It's definitely a lot more happening than it was.
Yeah.
I think if I had kids growing up here these days, there's a lot more going on for them.
Yeah, I've noticed that the growth in like after school stuff.
Yeah, We'd just hang out at the library skateboarding, and that was the best we could get.
Yeah.
And then surfing, obviously. If you weren't surfing, you'd...
There's still not that much for the teenage group.
Yeah.
Teenage age group.
Yeah, yeah,
but for the primary school age, intermediate age, there's certainly a heap of things.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, it's different. It feels a little bit sort of gentrified, a little bit.
Oh, that's a strong word to use.
I don't know.
I hear you, Louis.
There's lots more money, which is not a bad thing. That's the pros and the cons. You know, it's like it brings a certain culture with it.
Well, money is a pro and a con. In itself,
as a permanent, eternal thing. But it's a very sort of like loaded question.
I know. It is. That's why I put you on the spotlight.
All the things, new things that you see are cool in their own right, but some of them don't feel quite right to me for having grown up when it was a bit more sleepy. And I mean, so...
You haven't reached... I've reached the age now. Like I'm in my 50s and I don't really like change so much anymore. Yeah. So I'm like, done about that. Yeah.
And as young as you feel, Aaron, you know? Yeah.
So I'm even older then.
But I don't know. I mean, you know, like... No, I was tempted to kind of point out specific things, but I won't. I'll hold.
You're not going to join the moan fest that can happen.
Go on, Louis. Be a devil,
as you can see, I'm kind of like stuttering and an Ari now because I don't know what.
Craig, you've been here. You've been here for what, 5 or 6 years, something like that?
About 10 years now.
Oh, 10 years. Yeah, okay. So have you noticed in 10 years? Have you noticed change?
For sure. Yeah. A lot more people around. A few more things happening. I think the core of the community's pretty much the same. You know, good mix of lots of different sort of people and stuff doing people doing stuff.
Yeah,
we
certainly have a lot of that. Yeah. You're off, Sean.
I am.
See you later. All right. He's already said hello. He doesn't need him. Oh, he's going to. You're going to say goodbye. Say goodbye, Sean.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sean.
Thank you.
Okay.
I knew that was going to happen. We're actually 5 past the hour. We should probably wrap up because otherwise, actually, I don't know when this is going to replay because the next working day is Christmas Day, and that's not a working day.
No, that won't be working day for most folks.
Yeah. You're going to do a morning show, non-hostile takeover during the summer, Craig?
Possibly,
Louis. Do you think?
No.
Definitely not.
You don't have to do it like I do it. You can just do it the way you do it. Think about it.
But I feel like it'd be wrong to do my show in your slot.
Wrong vibes?
Yeah, just...
I feel like there needs to be more external sort of engagement in that right. slot. If you know what I mean.
This is very deep.
With the community.
Very deep.
Yeah. Whereas I'm just in my own little bubble playing tunes.
Yeah, fair enough.
But you know, it could happen.
It could happen. Well, there, I'll be off the air probably through to end of January, I expect. So there's lots of opportunity for all the DJs. And I know some of them are planning to come in. We haven't got anyone pinned down to any dates at all. And it won't be very regular, but the opportunity's there. Yeah.
I should say I probably won't be in for my show for the next couple of weeks too.
Well, because you're on Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Yeah, exactly. I've got the prime slot. Really, I should be like... Well, actually, it's probably not the best because 6 p.m. on a Christmas, everyone's like bloated and like don't want to do anything. And then 6 p.m. on a day after New Year's Eve, everyone's just sleeping.
Still
probably too.
That's the way of it. No, that's right. Do you remember Captain Pugwash?
Yeah, yeah.
He used to come and do a show if it was on Christmas Day.
Oh, man.
He was a very dedicated man.
That is commitment.
Yeah, he finally retired from the station this year.
Yeah, that's commitment I don't have.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Not many people do. Hats off to Eddie. Hey, look, we should wrap up. Thank you, Louis and Craig, the last of my special guests this morning.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah. Your last word was to cough.
Have a great little break, everybody, and find it higher, and look after yourself and each other, and have fun.
All right, and if you're looking for things to do in Raglan, I should say, check out the What's On Guide at raglanradio.com. Also, the Chronicle. Is that out yet? Should be out today, hopefully, but I'm not entirely sure. Mikey's gone away. We can't ask him now. But, yeah, good to have you guys in the studio. Good to have everyone else in the studio. And I'll be back again, as I said, quite a way off. I'm going to have a good break and be back early February, probably. See you then.